Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Coming up, they said it, and what Dak Prescott said after being spit on last night, among other things that we will discuss during They Said It, and then we will talk with Robert Spillane of the New England Patriots in about 20 minutes at 7:30. We're going to squeeze Hill Notes in at the end of the show today because Nick Costos will be on at 9:30. So you can leave one of those on the Odyssey app at any time, a voice note on any topic, and we'll play the best ones back later. And if I could, a couple brief moments of Odyssey app appreciation here. Ran into Dennis and Deborah, who work for Boston Water and Sewer yesterday, when I was over on Broadway in your neighborhood, Courtney and Curtis, and they are everyday listeners, so hello to them.
Up, double D's.
And whoever in the Atlantic elevator truck, whoever yelled Hill Dog, hello to you, and thank you for that also yesterday while I was out and about. We have a couple leads left. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So when I was thinking about this lead, I know we've talked about Drake May, but the importance of Drake May looking good in week one is so critical this season. And the reason why is because I think there's been a lot of like up and down reports out of training camp about maybe him not looking great, him looking good, what's he going to look like, you know, and how important it is for this team to be successful and what he's going to mean to that success. So Drake May in week one this year, he has to have an unbelievable game, because if he doesn't, he is going to open up the door for all the criticism and questions about, is this the guy? So I've never, you know, when you start to look at the importance of a game, and a lot of times you get into a position where you don't judge a guy on one game, but I think the importance of this game is really going to start putting people in a direction of...
Okay. So just to be clear, it's week one and you're already calling it a must win.
Oh, that's not a must win. A must play good by Drake May. If you, I mean,
so if they lose, but he still plays good, that's fine?
Yeah, because I think... I think what's going to happen, if he doesn't play well, I think the Drake May haters are going to start chirping even louder and louder.
It's week one, my guy. This season is more than that.
I understand that, but look at training camp, right? The questions about Drake May coming out of training camp and preseason games, like how he didn't look good in preseason games. Is you're telling me if he doesn't look good against the Raiders, that people are not going to be like, what the hell's going on with Drake May?
I mean, it's a good opportunity. Not a great defense. So it's a good opportunity for him to look good.
He should have a great game. Also, he was asked about it yesterday, Josh McDaniels was, about, you know, revenge against the Raiders.
Yeah.
Those guys pantsed Josh McDaniels when he left. The stories that came out of Vegas.
Well, didn't they fire him when he was, like, trick-or-treating with his kids or something? Yeah.
And, like Antonio Pierce, the whole team basically was like, he was the worst thing that ever happened to us. So
yeah, they were, like, smoking cigars in the locker room the day he got fired.
My guess is there's a couple nice plays dialed up by Josh McDaniels on Sunday for Drake May.
Yeah, I expect the offense to look pretty decent. To me, it's really going to be, how do they contain Max Crosby is, like, the big deal.
What happened to Will Campbell? How is he out with an ankle?
I know. What's the deal there?
God, that would be a disaster. Nothing. Just that he was limited in practice with an ankle. And Christian Gonzalez is 1,000% contract related.
Ah, really?
Really?
No way. No way it's contract related.
So you hurt your hamstring on the first drill of training camp, and now you've been gone?
Curtis, guys are out a long time with hamstrings sometimes. I think Justin Jefferson just a couple years ago missed like 7 weeks.
It fits too nicely.
You can't play around with them hamstrings.
I know. Yeah.
Especially when you're a receiver or a DB.
Like, I don't expect to see him back until probably the end of the month.
That would be awful.
I agree. I think it's terrible. It's one of the reasons why I can't decide to pick for Sunday. But, like, it's just,
You think it has nothing to do with contract?
Nothing to do with
being healthy, nothing to do with anything related?
No, I think it's all hamstring related.
Yeah.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it, brother.
Scheim has invested heavily in the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl. Am I correct about that?
Yes, sir.
Big money on it.
Yes, sir.
If you happen to be a Bills fan or you're rooting for them, I have a deep concern about Josh Allen this upcoming season. And I think that there may be a major issue with his eyesight, which is obviously a huge problem for a quarterback. What are you laughing at?
No, this is not the direction I thought in which you were going to take this take. So I'm laughing because it's excellent.
Okay.
Continue.
Here's what Josh Allen said about seeing his wife. I think she's his wife.
Correct.
Perform in the worst film ever released by Hollywood, Sinners.
Stop.
Sinners. Come on.
A+.
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 Why?
Because it combines a lot of different aspects of life.
Mm-hmm.
My wife absolutely kills it.
Crushes it.
And hopefully award season coming around, people make the right decision, so...
I left the movie theater and I thought, the NFL MVP is the second most talented person in his own marriage. Is that a crazy hot take?
Absolutely not.
No?
1,000%.
She's really
talented. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when we watched it at the premiere, I was crying at the end. Like, really? I was just so proud of her. Like, I get emotional thinking about it, but it was a pretty cool experience.
I can tell you're getting emotional.
Yeah.
You're welling up already.
I know.
It's all positive.
She was good in that, though.
She was incredible.
She was spectacular.
You see my concern? The man can't see. That movie stank.
Stop it was it, great, Greg. And she
it
was maybe one of the best parts.
Start to finish.
Stop, Greg.
She was great take, Greg.
It is horrendous.
She's going to win. That movie's going to win awards, and she's going to win a lot of awards.
Greg, you're just...
It's a nothing burger. It is an absolute nothing burger.
Curtis,
it
what's
blows.
That person when everybody thinks something's good, but they're the
contrarian.
One...
Contrarian.
Yeah, you're just being a contrarian. Stop it.
We just rewatched it last week, actually.
Stop
you
it,
built
Greg.
It up. You,
Stop
you,
it.
And you and Rich Keefe were like, this
Greg.
Is the greatest movie that you're ever going
to
see. I can't believe you haven't seen
Stop
Dinner
it.
Yet.
Stop it.
Michael B. Jordan is the greatest actor.
I didn't say he was the greatest actor.
He was very good.
He was very good.
I like how you melded Keefe and Wiggy into a voice.
It's so good.
And she was good, too. Stop it. You're just being a contrarian, Greg. This is like, Greg, stop.
But I sat there. I finally was sitting there.
Now you sound like Shine with Metallica.
No, I'm like,
you just sound dumb.
I gave in. You guys are like, oh, you have to watch it.
I sat
there. I'm like, when does it get good?
You sound
and
dumb.
And for a music guy, the soundtrack's incredible. Like, it was entertaining
Courtney,
the entire time.
Don't let him bait you into this. He's just being a contrarian.
Yeah. Ooh,
he's Greg. He's the one person who goes, you know what? That movie, The Town, really sucked. I didn't like the accents. Stop it, Greg.
No.
You're just being a contrarian.
Look at the text. Look at the 603 text from
one
New
text.
Hampshire.
One text.
Greg's right again.
Yeah, okay.
Sinners. Trash.
Greg, which one did you like more, the Batman or Sinners?
I think it might have been the Batman.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, those are our leads.
Good job, Haley.
Here is Courtney with what is trending on a Patriots Friday at WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Eagles take the first game of the NFL season, a game that had drama. It had a lightning delay. They beat the Cowboys on home turf 24-20. A wild start for this one when Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter was ejected just 6 seconds into the game for spitting on Dak Prescott. The Eagles were hit with a 15-yard penalty before the first snap, and the Cowboys struck on the opening drive.
Big dummy. He is a dumb for that. You are so stupid.
I thought you were talking
stupid.
About me, and I said, oh, gosh.
Yeah, I know how you get a very, no, I'm not talking about
you. Yes, big dummy by him. Now, some trying to say Dak spit first, but Dak was just spitting on the ground. It was very, very different. He ended the game completing 21 of 34 passes for 188 yards in the loss. Jalen Hurts completed 19 of 23 for 152 yards, rushing for 2 touchdowns in the win. So now we turn the page to look at the weekend. Tonight, it's Chiefs at Chargers, 8 p.m. kickoff. The Pats kick off the season at home with the Raiders in town, 1 p.m. kickoff. We'll talk to Robert Spillane this morning, coming up on a Patriots Friday. Before that, in college around here, UMass is Bryant at home at 3:30. In Boston.
Let's go!
And Boston College is in Michigan to take on Michigan State at 7:30.
UMass plug?
I said, what you mean?
Did you mention who UMass is playing?
Yeah, she just said it.
Oh, I missed that. Sorry. I was looking at text messages. I'm sorry. I apologize. Thank you. I want to get Wiggy's kids a little attention that they deserve.
Every Friday. Good job.
Now you know how I feel when I give my lead.
Let's go. I'm paying attention, Courtney.
So that all takes place. That's okay. Tomorrow. The Red Sox back in action tonight.
Are you following the amount of people on text that say Sinner stinks?
No. No one. Greg, listen. No one's fallen to the contrarian.
Shouldn't win anything but a Razzie.
Stop it.
Can I watch Sinners without going to the movies?
Yes.
All right, I'll watch it this week. I'll do a tiebreaker.
I will also watch it.
Neither one of you have seen it?
No.
Please, I cannot wait till Monday when I get your review.
Greg, I missed it. Did you give an opinion on the Sinners?
I haven't yet. Okay. I'll share that on Monday.
Shime will definitely like it. I'm torn on how Curtis will feel.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I think it's entertaining. I think he'll like it.
Yeah.
He'll like it.
The Red Sox back in action tonight in Arizona, 9:40 first pitch with Peyton Tolley taking the mound. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. And drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event wherever life takes you. Trust Subaru to get there safely with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Robert Spillane going to join us coming up next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They said it now while we wait for Robert Spillane, who will join us on Patriots Friday momentarily. They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city. So whether they drive or construct or operate heavy machinery or care for others, please nominate somebody when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. There's $1,000 cash on the line in addition to other things if they are chosen as the big winner. So, all right, where do you want to start, Chime?
Well, Greg, I think we have to start with what happened in last night's game where Dak Prescott was spit on by Jalen Carter, an absolute loogie right on his chest. Dak Prescott talked about the entire situation, kind of what led to that moment after the game. Here was Dak.
It was trolling, I guess you could say, trying to mess with Tyler Booker. I was just looking at him. I was right here by the two linemen. And yes, I needed to spit, and I wasn't going to spit on my lineman. I just spit ahead. But I would say he was back there where Jordy was in that sense. And he asked, or he goes, "You trying to spit on me?" At that point, I mean, I felt like he was insulting me. Like, I wouldn't spit on somebody. I'm damn sure not trying to spit on you. Like, we're about to play a game. I'm wondering why you're trying to mess with the rookie. And so when I stepped through, I actually said the words, like, "What the hell would I, excuse me, but I'm probably even more colorful. What would I need to spit on you for?" And he just spit on me in that moment, and it was more of a surprise than anything. Refs obviously saw it through the flag. I was like, hell yeah, we get 15 yards to start the game off. Didn't realize he was getting ejected. Unfortunate that he did. Hell of a player. Changed our plan and our blocking scheme, as I told you all right before the week, that we're going to protect against him. So helped in that manner, but I don't wish for anybody to get out of the game. I'm sure he probably regrets that to some extent. I'm pretty sure he knows I didn't try to spit on him or wasn't even aiming to spit on him.
Disgusting, by the way.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Is there anything that one can do to another that is more disgusting than spitting on them?
Nope.
Now, you have been saying it all morning. Dak did spit, but it wasn't a well targeted spit. If he was intending to spit at
he was just
another.
Spitting on the ground. Like I believe a lot of players do that throughout the game.
Yeah.
You gotta give him that huck. Spit on that thing. You get me?
The best, if anybody ever spits on you, it happened to my friend in college,
man.
He had the best comeback after. He said, "Your breath smells."
Really?
And it ends the whole thing.
Okay. No. They spit on you, you bust them to the white meat, Courtney.
Yeah.
That's worse. You could do whatever you want.
I don't
slap
think I could
me.
Hit someone.
Huh?
I don't think I could hit
if somebody. If they spit on you,
I don't
that's
know.
Like, oh, that's so degrading.
It would hurt me more than them, I think.
Have you ever been in a fight?
I've slapped a boy across the face once.
Really?
In high school.
What happened?
Oh, he was cheating on me. So.
Oh, holy hell. This is never, a recurring theme.
Yeah, I was waiting for him after his basketball game.
You've never been in a girl fight?
No.
Cat fight?
No. I use my words.
Oh. Sometimes they can be more hurtful than
Well, sometimes it's deserved.
Yes. Yeah.
No, but if they spit on you, you got the green light to go ahead.
Oh, let's talk to Robert Spillane because he has work to do. And on a Patriots Friday, he is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices every day tags through the store and save on the items that you buy most. And Robert Spillane of the New England Patriots is also brought to you this morning by FindMassMoney.gov. Morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
How's it going? Good. How are you?
Have you ever been spit on in-game?
Yeah, football, there's a lot of crazy things that happen in football. Sad to see something like that happen last night. Really is. Two great players of... Two faces of the league Hate to see it happen.
You spit on me, it's up. So, Robert, when you look at this game here, you're going against your former team. What's that mean for you? Because I remember playing against the Patriots when I played for Minnesota, and I wanted to absolutely destroy them, not only win the game, but individually have a great game. What's your feeling heading into this game against your former team?
Yeah, to me, this is the most important game in the season. Why? Because it's the next one. We prepare for 17 games one at a time. Just so happens to be the Raiders, the team that I played for the past 2 years. Got a lot of great friends still in that building, but it's 1 week at a time, and we're putting all our eggs into this one basket for this game, and we'll do that for week two as well.
Robert, you've had preseasons with the Titans, the Steelers, like Wiggy said, the Raiders. Where would you compare this Patriots preseason among the other ones you've experienced?
I'm really excited about our guys. The defense in specific, the guys I get to work with most. Really proud of how we all came to work this offseason, and Sunday is just an opportunity for us to put it on display.
What was your experience like with were you with Josh McDaniels when he was in Vegas?
Yeah, Coach Josh brought me out to Vegas.
What was he like as a coach, and why do you think that ended abruptly?
You know, I think he's a really good coach. He pours his heart and soul into game planning, into preparing on a weekly basis. He's consistent. He tries to get everyone on the same page, so I'm excited to see what he has prepared for the Raiders this week.
Well, what's it mean to you to be a captain of this football team?
It means that my teammates have confidence in me to be a good person both on and off the field. It's an honor and a blessing, and I truly hope to make them proud with my play style and my leadership abilities on and off the field.
Robert, you talk about your play style. Obviously, a middle linebacker, you got to be able to make tackles. I know it's difficult because you hadn't seen much of Aston Jeanty. What are some of the problems that he can present to you guys, especially being a shorter, shiftier running back?
Yeah, he has some elite traits as a running back. I think he's going to be a great player in this league for a very long time to come. We have to do a great job getting 11 hats to the ball. He's going to break tackles. He's going to find a way to get to the second level. So we got to be able to bring him down on a consistent basis.
Robert, as a captain, when you consider this preseason and the media attention you guys have gotten with Mike Vrabel being the new head coach, a lot of new faces on this team, how do you get your younger guys especially to block out the outside noise, to not worry about what the media is saying or where they have you in preseason standings?
Yeah, just try to be there for those young guys. Try to look them in their eyes and tell them that this is football. They've been playing this game their whole lives. Trust themselves. Go out there and have fun. And that is a big part of being a leader, trying to look people in the eyes and see who's ready to go, who might need a little pick-me-up, and move forward.
Robert, I know that Will Campbell is dealing with an ankle injury. What have you told him and the rest of the offensive line that they need to do when it comes to blocking a guy like Max Crosby and, you know, and the problems that he can present?
Yeah, they spend probably 8 hours a day with their coach on how to block Max Crosby and the guys with the Raiders. I don't need to tell them anything. I know Will Campbell's coming here every day, willing to work, willing to get better. And his coach, I'm sure, has been coaching him up very hard, as my linebacker coach does for me. So, same thing.
Was there any, like, advice you would say, oh, he loves the speed rush, he loves, you know, speed to power, he loves the, you
I mean,
know.
This is literally what they do for a living. They watch film on him all day, every day. They don't need to hear it from me. Tell them, yeah, Max is relentless. He will never stop on a play. He will always go till the echo of the whistle. Yeah, for me, it's the motor with Max. He never stops. He's the hardest working player in the NFL on a consistent basis. So he's a tough block. It's going to be tough to block him.
Yeah, you have to forgive Wiggy because he played in the NFL for the Patriots before film existed. So just.
Well, no, I always like to pick the brain of the defensive guys or, you know, maybe to see what made, you know, guys special. So, you know, having Max and, you know, Robert talks about his motor. So that's something that they got to make sure they don't stop moving their feet.
Not to mention he's one of the most talented players as well, so. When you have that combination of talent and motor and size and length, he's a tough player to block.
Robert, we thank you for taking the time, and we wish you luck for Sunday. So go.
I appreciate you guys. Appreciate, have a good one.
Appreciate you. All right. That's Robert Splain. And
I have a question for you, Greg. What, just to try and stay on brand today, yes. What is better in your view, Sinners or the Splain interview?
I mean, the man is focused on football.
He is.
Clearly.
He is that.
At least the phone was good.
Yeah, the phone was very good.
With cliches.
The phone was very good.
Clearly.
But I would be like, if you know, this is me personally, but maybe I'm just from a different time. I watch film. I get my coaches. But I would go up to Robert and I'd say, hey, listen, yes. You were with Max.
Nope.
What makes him?
They don't need him to tell them anything about right. that. That's their job.
Well, I also wonder if the Mike Vrabel effect of not speaking for others plays into the way in which Robert Spillane answers questions.
Good
because
point.
He really doesn't talk about other people. And if all you right. ask about other people, he doesn't right. give.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oof. I know his grandfather won a Heisman. Maybe we can sub the grandfather in every once in a while during the interview.
Should talk about that.
Heisman winner at Notre Dame, baby.
Well, we should bring up the.
I was going to, but I just felt like he wanted to be on to football.
Huh?
I felt like
it's I was
like
trying to ask him all football questions.
I know you were. You're
it's like a
me.
Desert dry humor.
All right. Is there, Shime, anything else they said it wise that we should get to?
Yeah, definitely. Let's go to one of the coordinators that Curtis asked Robert Splain about, one Josh McDaniels. He spoke to the media and was asked about his expectations for Drake May. Here was Josh McDaniels.
You know, I mean, he's the quarterback of our football team. And so I've always had high expectations for the quarterback room in general. I know how hard they work. So I have confidence in his preparation. I know there's going to be opportunities to improve as we go through every day, every week. It's my first opportunity to coach a game with him and with a lot of our guys. You know, so I'm sure I'm going to learn a lot, but I always go in, you know, my feelings are always based on what I see every day and how hard they work and what they put into it. And I couldn't ask Drake to do more than what he's doing. He's trying to understand exactly what we're doing. He's really trying to be as well-versed as he can on what we know from the Raiders. But just looking forward to going out there and watching him play and seeing our entire group out there together.
So he's trying to understand what they're doing, and I would assume, Wiggy, you know, Josh McDaniels' system more difficult to understand than the one he played under last season, I would assume.
Yeah, I think, like, we've seen it, like, it's all part of the Charlie Weiss system, and you know, they all put their own little spin on it, whether it's Josh or whether it's Billy O, and I think that, you know, for a quarterback, the terminology, I think, is the hottest part for a lot of these guys. Because if you look at guys that come out of college, every play, what are they doing? Offensive guys. There's no huddling. They're looking at the sideline and basically being told what to do. Now you're coming in, you have to learn these words.
Right. Very difficult for somebody like Ocho Cinco.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he came from a number system, right? A number system, for example, and I don't want to get too deep into the football weeds here.
No, get deep into it.
You know, for the number system, if they say, you know, let's say they say Brown right, 475. It tells the guy, you're running a four route.
The X, the Z, vertical routes.
Thank you, Glenn.
The other guy's running a seven route, and the other guy's running a five route. It's that simple. Versus where if they come in and they say, okay, we're going Brown right, you know, two jet Verizon, squirrely squirrel. Now it's like, okay, I got to remember what.
Don't forget the can.
Yeah, I got to remember. Can. Be alert for the can. I got to remember what Verizon means. Then I got to remember what squirrely squirrel means.
Did you ever in your history of playing football at the UFL, NFL, college, mm-hmm. Marshall, Georgia, see a team run chimes, play action down the seam?
Curtis, yeah, in my time of playing, Not very often. Yeah, I think Chaim was
on a lot more east-west motion there, too. Like, you know.
But I think that's what it is. So imagine being a player and having to learn that terminology, just that one spot, and have to figure out what you do versus, like, maybe you're the quarterback and you have to learn
all of it,
what everybody's doing.
Speaking of that seam pass, by the way, how many times was Dak Prescott trying to kill his tight end last night?
Oh, man.
He should have hospital balls were unbelievable.
You got to be careful. But there was a couple times. I know you're going to – at that point in time, like, you know you're going to get hit. Just catch the football. And I think that's what they were telling Ferguson when he got his head taken off.
Wiggy, what do you think about Brady's take where he says the NFL rules are backwards, that it should be the job of the quarterback to protect the receiver, not the job of the defense not to hit him over the middle?
I'm all for it, right? Because you as a quarterback, you can see what's going on behind me as I'm running, right? I can't see because I'm focused on you. So you got to keep me out of harm's way. So if you see that, you might have to put some juice on that thing so it can get there, so I can catch it and then protect myself.
Yeah.
Or you got to see the flat defender, or you got to see the safety coming down who won't take my head off. So it is part of the quarterback to understand, give me a ball that's not going to kill me. Throw it a little bit behind so I have to slow down and stop where you're not leading me into. You know, we used to call it out. I don't want to get dragged out of the club boots first. So don't put me in that position.
Especially that ball in the end zone last night. Like, because I think Blankenship wasn't going to hit him in the head, mm-hmm. but because Ferguson kind of had to lay out for it because it was such an inaccurate pass, he just was right in the way of where Blankenship was hitting. Because otherwise it would have been, if Ferguson's standing up, that's right in the strike zone.
And it's got to be hard for these defensive players too, because you're going full speed. And they tell you now you can't hit a guy and he's defenseless, where before it used to be like separate the man from the football. Now these guys, they have to be able to react and judge. Can you imagine running full speed and then you see this guy laying out and you got to be able to try to avoid him and not hit him?
Yeah.
So it's got to be hard for those defensive guys.
And imagine being in YouTube jail while all of that was going
yes.
on.
Well, I did get to see that one. I didn't go to YouTube jail until like late in the third quarter. Shine told me
we figured out what the problem is during a break.
Tonight's game
is free. Which I'm so happy about. There's a legit box in the living room, but the bedroom box is just for movies.
Yeah, the bedroom box is just for movies.
Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Yeah, well, you know. But I'm changing all that because I'm getting the same box that I have in the living room. I'm getting it in the bedroom.
Ooh. Okay.
So then I won't have any more issues.
Okay.
So then I don't have to, you know, when there are night games, I can, and I want to go in the bedroom and chill. I can do that now, so that's going to be
taken. Not a lot of time, I'm guessing, for watching football in the bedroom, if you know what I'm saying.
I mean, you could do both. You could do both. After I saw how much YouTube is charging a month.
That's right. Yesterday he did say he likes to lie still sometimes.
$82 a month for YouTube
I
TV.
I had no idea. That's nuts.
Jesus.
Brings new meaning to a hospital ball.
Wow.
You got to pay the bills. How do you think the NFL is going to pay the bills?
Wow.
I mean, you know, it's expensive running a professional sports football league.
Damn, $82 a month?
Yeah.
Just for YouTube TV?
Yeah, but you get like it's basically like having a cable box.
No, because I don't get to watch. What about all those shows that might be on Hulu or something else? I can't watch
it. That's a different streaming service. Well, yeah,
see, that's the problem, man. We need to go back to one channel. I mean, one box does it all.
But that's over $1,000 a year. Is my math correct there?
What? YouTube TV?
82 bucks a month.
So it's pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
So,
cable, 960?
Cable was never that high.
No. And, I mean, nobody just has YouTube TV.
Right.
That's shocking. Because I was upset when it was like, you know, 250 for my, you know, whatever.
Comcast?
Yeah.
Well, no,
yeah.
But for Comcast, for internet and cable, it's 300.
A month.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that means you got the platinum package and you're getting everything though.
Right.
Then you're also still going and getting the Netflix, the Hulus, all of that.
But so you have to do that with 83 at YouTube TV anyway.
But I'm saying the 300 versus the 82, that's where you're making up your money. Like YouTube TV to me is the cable of you're getting at Comcast or these other brands.
But you have to pay, you know, I don't know, when you get standalone high-speed Wi-Fi, how much does that cost a month?
Depends on where you get
bucks.
It. Ours is really cheap in our building.
And I think the thing that you get from the cable is that some of those shows, that stream, like whether it's HBO or some of those other ones, you'll automatically get those shows if you have the Platinum cable package. It's the ones that are like might be on Hulu. But even like with Peacock, I think if you got cable, you get some of, you can get Peacock. So there's a lot of things.
If you have Xfinity Internet or cable, they'll just give you Peacock for
there
free.
Are a lot of things you can get. The YouTube, if you just have YouTube, and this is where you end up having to have YouTube, Hulu, Peacock, and all that stuff ends up being $300 a month.
Yeah, I mean, visually, I like having the big box there with all the wires hanging out of it. I think it kind of like the way
aesthetically
that,
pleasing.
I like the way that
nothing
looks.
Worse.
But I will tell you one thing. This content right here, free.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it. But you can get it on the Odyssey app. You can get it on the iHeart app. You can listen on Spotify. You can stream it at WEEI.com.
You can watch it on YouTube like the game tonight.
We charge you nothing. You can watch it on Twitch. By the way, this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers, and they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So if you're diamond shopping or you are watch shopping this weekend, go to see Springer's in Portsmouth.
Get what you pay for.
That's right. All right, that's They Said It. The news with Courtney coming up.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
next.
We're going to start with 25-year-old Ariella Bazon from South Boston, who got an OUI after running over a woman at the South Bay Mall in Dorchester at the end of August. She was just charged with it and found guilty. And around 5:04 p.m. back on August 30th, Boston police responded to a report of a pedestrian hit. When they arrived, they found a 42-year-old woman laying on her back next to a white Ford Explorer. Bazon was allegedly already hysterically crying when they showed up. She claimed that her sister, her autistic sister, grabbed the steering wheel as she was backing out and hit the woman.
Oh, she tried to blame it on her sister?
Yes. That is when police officers noticed there were some bruising. There were some bruises on her arm that looked like drug marks.
Yeah.
They then searched the car, found a handbag with needles and drug paraphernalia. Luckily, the woman that she hit was okay. Even though the tire went, one of her tires went over her chest.
Jesus.
She survived, but she was charged with operating under the influence of drugs, causing bodily injury and negligent operation of a motor vehicle.
Excellent.
Mm. Yes.
South Bay Road Show next season, Curtis?
I love it. Yeah. I mean, I never feel safer.
I go over there sometimes if I have to go to the Target or the Home Depot.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
You have to be careful.
Yeah, I go over here to Watertown, right across the street when I need to go to Target or Home Depot.
Oh, that's why I go to Staples over here when I need to go to Staples.
Right. Yeah, it's a good Staples.
I like to buy my pens, you know.
The Staples that Greg didn't know where it was when it's a 9-iron from where
that
we're
sitting. That was nuts.
Well, I never noticed it.
Yeah. Right.
All right, what's next?
Health Secretary RFK testified in front of Congress yesterday at the Senate Finance Committee hearing. And
well, you know, you can't stand his voice. Really, it's really an issue for you. I believe we learned on the show a long time ago.
I do feel bad because I did find out after saying that he does have a health issue that leads to the voice. I just didn't think it was a strong enough voice for president.
Okay.
But he did have quite the back and forth with Elizabeth Warren, really about the COVID vaccine, who can get it, who should get it.
Right.
Whatever. Right. Here is a bit of what we could hear from RFK and Elizabeth Warren.
I never promised that I was going to recommend products with which there is no indication.
When you said...
And I know you've taken $855,000 from pharmaceutical companies, Senator.
Did you hold up a big sign saying that you were lying when you said that? Because you are the one who said... You would not take them away. Now, Senator...
I'm not taking them away from anybody.
Secretary...
You want me to indicate a product for which there is no clinical data?
Senator,
is that what you want?
What are they arguing about?
They're arguing over COVID boosters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
12 years later or whatever it is. Like, who's running out to get a booster at this point? Oof. I don't want to go down this road because
You know who's running out.
I have PTSD because if I ever dared to bring up my own personal opinions, I would be chastised and yelled at.
Right.
But
you know who's running out. The people that are running out are the same people that are arguing about this. Old people.
You're a moron and you won't wear a mask. How many boosters has Ken had, would you guess?
17.
I think he gets one once a month.
Yeah.
He gets boosters like Wiggy goes to the gets a colonoscopy.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I find this, third year physical or whatever with James.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, would you like to get the COVID shot? I'm like, what? He had COVID twice. I only knew he had it because I had it and I tested him.
Right.
He literally had no symptoms at all. The notion that, and the other thing.
Don't even go down that road, Curtis.
The other thing I don't understand is immediately after James was born and I got up from my passing out, they come and they're like, oh, okay, we're doing the hepatitis B shot. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't know. Yesterday I found out that only impacts 1 in 7 million people. Something that I think the doctor should tell you.
Yeah, they should tell
like
you.
Like, one in everybody in Massachusetts is going to be impacted by this, but we're going to give your kid this shot. I mean, obviously James is perfect, so it worked out. But in general, it's
Well, did
concerning.
They make up afterwards? If they hug it out afterwards.
But, like, then you see at a funeral, like, Trump sitting next to Obama and so George Bush.
Maybe it's okay.
It's a funeral. Do old people ever make up after they argue?
No, not really.
They don't worry about it?
They're like, this guy, the lady doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
I always think about Liz Ward's campaign video with her and her husband saying, I'm going to have a beer.
Does she know that we're changing the state seal when it comes to the Native American that was on it?
She'd be upset about that. Isn't that her heritage?
Yes, it is.
My favorite is when people who made $500K to teach one class bemoan the cost of higher education.
Damn, $500K. Yeah.
We should take a quick break, but we will get to the rest of the news coming up next, including PlayStation rage, which led to violence.
Uh-oh.
What platform are you currently gaming on? I stay
on a PlayStation. I'm on PlayStation 5. I know the 6 was supposed to be out in 2026, but...
Sean, what are you on? What are you gaming on these days?
The PC.
He's a PC guy.
Yeah.
Puts it together himself.
See, I am... Not really. Shime and I have a looming challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I won the first one, I think, the match. Did I win that?
Yeah, that was hands down.
In dramatic fashion, Curtis?
Was it
like Bill Belichick getting doors blown?
Yeah, it was Patriots, Commanders, or Redskins 2007. I think it was 52-0.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Shime and I are going to go head-to-head when Grand Theft Auto finally comes out next year.
Heck yeah.
And I haven't played Grand Theft Auto in probably, I don't know, 15 years.
All right. It'll be interesting to see.
How do you play it? Don't you just like... pick up prostitutes and shoot
that's
people.
That's not really the main focus. You need to complete all the challenges.
Yeah, I've never played. What is a challenge?
The RC planes. Like you have to fly this remote control plane over. Always very difficult. So you have to complete all these challenges in order to get through the game while you're driving your vehicle, while you're listening to tunes.
Right.
From the 1980s, running away from the cops. You can certainly do what you're referring to. You could go to the what was the name of the strip joint in Vice City?
No clue.
You could do all those activities, but it's really about the challenge.
Yeah, it's all the challenge. You might have to get this nice car that you just stole across town to a body shop without getting it damaged.
Got it.
What is this donkey saying on the text message, Sean?
Which one?
Listening to Greg talk about Grand Theft Auto like he knows is cringe.
No, I mean, I
was on Grand Theft Auto before you were even born, you douche.
Vice City was the original, and then San Andreas? Is that how, or was it the other way around?
No. It was Grand Theft Auto was just, Grand Theft Auto 1, I believe, was just called Grand Theft Auto.
Right, but was it?
Vice City was number 2,
So Grand Theft Auto, the original, was based in San Andreas.
Correct.
Then. All right.
Oh, listening to you talk about it is so cringe-wiggy.
So it goes,
it's been a while since I played
Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto, Grand Theft Auto 2, Grand Theft Auto 3, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, then San Andreas.
Okay.
I have a question for the room. Is there anything more cringe than using cringe?
No.
Yeah, it's the worst word.
It is, really?
Yeah. At least say that gives you the ick. Yeah. Saying, ooh, that's cringe.
That's cringe. Yeah.
Cringe AF.
All right, we will be right back.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.